Draper police arrest one of the victims of the shooting incident that also resulted in the death of Officer Derek Johnson. The state agency that manages school trust land says they will move ahead with leasing land in the Book Cliffs, and the city of Alpine cleans up after heavy rains caused severe flooding. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Monday, September 9th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Tracy Valancourt has been jailed on suspicion of obstructing justice in the shooting death of Draper Police Sergeant Derek Johnson. Valancourt was booked into jail after her release from the hospital over the weekend. Unified Police say during interviews with investigators, she gave different statements about the shooting of Sergeant Johnson that were inconsistent with evidence. But Police Lieutenant Justin Hoyle says Valancourt is still considered to be a victim of the September 1st shooting, with her boyfriend Timothy Walker being the suspect.
The agency that manages Utah's school trust lands made it clear last week it's planning to move ahead with a drilling lease for Anadarko Petroleum in the Book Cliffs of eastern Utah. Sportsmen's groups and even Utah's governor had objected, saying the area should be preserved as critical wildlife habitat. But Kevin Carter, the director of the State Institutional Trust Lands Administration, or CITLA, doesn't think developing oil and gas in the area means destroying the landscape.
There's been oil wells drilled in this area already in the past, and it's still a crown jewel for sportsmen and for wildlife folks. I believe that we can do responsible development in this area, and 50 years from now, it'll still be a crown jewel.
The state acquired the land in the Book Cliffs in a trade with the federal government that followed the designation of the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. It's one of the few areas where the state has a large block of land instead of small parcels scattered inside larger blocks of federal land. The State Board of Education voted last Friday to endorse CITLA's decision to lease the area.
Cleanup efforts continued Sunday after heavy rains caused flooding and mudslides around Utah County on Saturday. The storm stranded 150 people at the Timpanogos Cave National Monument and forced dozens of homeowners to evacuate. The National Weather Service reported that 3/4 of an inch of rain fell in just 15 minutes around Alpine on Saturday, and Alpine City officials issued an evacuation order for about 100 residents after downpours turned roads into rivers. Hundreds of volunteers showed up Sunday in Alpine to fill sandbags in preparation for the next wave of heavy rain. The Salt Lake Tribune reported volunteers cleared gutters, drains, culverts, and ditches in an effort to minimize the flooding from coming storms. Meanwhile, Jim Ireland, monument superintendent at Timpanogos Cave, says the area remained closed Sunday as rangers had to clear a large amount of debris from the cave trail. The monument's website this morning says the caves are tentatively scheduled to open today around noon, depending on the weather. Officials say a new state program requiring drug screening for welfare applicants has saved more than $350,000 in its first year. Preliminary data from the first year of the program showed Utah spent more than $30,000 to screen welfare applicants for drug use, but only found 12 people who tested positive. A teen boy remained in critical condition Sunday following a shooting incident that left another boy dead. The Salt Lake Tribune reports a Murray police sergeant saying both boys were under the age of 18, possibly as young as 13 and 15. Police received multiple 911 calls early Saturday evening reporting shots fired on Potomac Drive. Murray Police Lieutenant Mike Fernandez said officers were not looking for any outstanding suspects Saturday night. And finally, a new report shows Utah's annual liquor sales increased for the 7th consecutive year. The Utah Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control says it's not just population growth that is driving up sales. Residents drank on average of 2.6 gallons of liquor in 2013, up slightly from the year before, and significantly more than the 1.85 gallons per capita in 2003. And that is your KUER News Pod for Monday, September 9th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.